Good morning. It obviously brings back a flood of memories for me to be standing here. It was 30 years ago, as hard as that is to believe, about this time of year when I remember having a lot of mixed emotions. My club had just won Sing Song, something we had never done before, and that was exciting. But I was a senior with absolutely no clue what was going to happen when I graduated in just a couple of months. I knew I wanted to be in ministry, but I didn't know what kind of ministry, and I didn't know where. And I had no idea that within a few months, I would be the preaching minister at this church, which at that time I couldn't have found. I didn't know where it was or that it even existed. This room didn't exist 30 years ago. A crowd like this would have taken us three services in the old auditorium. I have no clue why you people hired me. I was 21 years old. I had no wife. I had no dates. I had no sermons. I had no clue. Since then, I have found a wife. And we're doing well. Jamie and I will be married 27 years this coming June. I've now been married over half my life, as hard as it is for some of you to believe. And she'll be here at the second service. And at least that part of my life is going really, really well. In fact, just to give you an example, this last Thursday for Valentine's, we're sitting at the breakfast table. And she says, "Honey, I had the strangest dream last night. I dreamed that for Valentine's Day, you were going to give me some diamond earrings." She says, "What do you think that dream could mean?" And I winked at her. I said, "Honey, I think we'll find out tonight." So I took her out to this nice restaurant, and I put this little box that I'd wrapped real carefully and slid it across the table, and she opened it up, and inside was this book, How to Interpret Your Dreams. And Jamie was so overcome with emotion, she hasn't been able to speak since. At least not to me. But we're doing good. And I know that she's excited about being here a little later and seeing some of you again. Another thing is going to make some of you feel old. That since the last time I stood in this pulpit, I've turned over 50. I'm over 50 years old now. How about that? So some of you got to really be old. Because you were old when you hired me. Life changes when you're 50. A lot of changes. Man, when you guys hired me and I was 21, when in my 20s, I could have played basketball all night long. Just got up the next day and went. In my 30s, I could play basketball all night long, but I'd get up the next day and I'd be sore. I learned in my 40s, I'd get up in the morning and I was sore and I didn't do anything last night. But now I'm 50, it's no problem because I can't go to sleep anyway. And so one of the things that happens when you get older is there's always this risk of your muscles atrophying. So I'm going to give a tip to all of you getting about my age, something you can do to stay strong because it's working for me. I started it about 5 or 6 months ago. You grab 5-pound potato sacks. You put one in each hand and you hold them out like this and see if you can hold them for a minute. And after I could do that for about a week or two, I went up to 10-pound potato sacks. And got to where I could hold them up for a minute. Then I got up to 25-pound sacks. Now, by December, I was holding up 50-pound potato sacks in each arm for over a minute. Now, next week, I put a potato in each sack, and we're going to go from there. Because I do want to get stronger in my body. But I got a greater goal, a much greater goal for my life this year, this leap year. I want to grow stronger in my faith. Building muscle's a good thing. It'll have a temporary but tangible benefit. Building faith's a great thing. It'll have an eternal consequence. My resolution this year is to grow in faith. And so what I want to do before we start is show you a clip of a movie, one of the greatest scenes Hollywood ever produced. It illustrates what we're talking about today. And if you don't immediately recognize what movie this is from when it starts, you just go ahead and repent, and we'll explain it when it's through. So let's watch this clip for just a second. I read in Reader's Digest a story of a guy that was getting recruited for the Army, and he was entering jump school. And he said, the recruiter said to him, it's a 3-week program. And the guy said, well, tell me what's going to happen. He said, well, in the first week, we're going to separate the men from the boys. And in the second week, we're going to separate the men from the fools. He said, what happens the third week? He said, the third week, the fools jump.